Yesterday, as I'm sure you heard, Camelface Harris announced her running mate for president, and the media got their talking points, and like the Operation Mockingbird assets that they are, mindlessly repeated them.
Ms. Kamala Harris picks Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as running mate.
What does Walz bring to this?
He's cuddly.
Cuddly.
I think she went for maybe a little more of a cuddly choice.
It tells more about like the texture of the man.
He seems to almost have a twinkle in his eye.
Tim Walz is the opposite of weird.
Tim Walz beats America.
He sounds like, you know, a football coach.
He is a hunter that you could visit with at the hardware store.
In a dictionary, if you had weird and anti-weird, you'd have Tim Walz's picture there.
I bet knows how to make a good hot dish casserole.
It's very down to earth.
It's his authenticity.
Authentic communicator.
The word joy came up a lot.
He's joyful.
He seems happy.
Oh, he's happy, all right. Happy to push the most leftist agenda that the Marxist Democrats could possibly imagine, including giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens.
It's done.
A packed room at the St. Paul Armory erupted after the governor's signature made driver's license for all the law of the land.
Driver's licenses for all, huh? Well, while they're at it, they'll probably just end up mailing them some ballots for the election, too. I mean, what's next? Is he going to change the Minnesota state flag because it's too offensive to the non-white residents? Oh, wait, what's this? Governor Tim Walz introduces new Minnesota state flag.
All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute, he says. Too uncomfortable. Can't have that offensive flag anymore in any of the backgrounds. Here's the new flag. A white and blue flag with a star on it. That does look familiar.
There, that's better.
Oh, it's better. Maybe for Ilhan Omar and her fellow Somalis who have taken up residency in the state, because this is a close-up of the new Minnesota state flag, and this is the Somali flag.
Something I'll never get tired of saying, I think all of you, Congresswoman Omar, wonderful, doesn't that sound?
Wonderful.
When I'm having a tough day or I'm out on about mile five of my run and I'm feeling kind of down and the world's pressing on me, I think Ilhan Omar's a congresswoman and it just brightens you up, so thank you.
Anyone who likes Ilhan Omar obviously hates America, and that not only includes this creep, but also his wife. Here she is talking about the 2020 riots for George Floyd and how fantastic they smelled.
I would say those first days, you know, when there were riots, I could smell the burning tires. And that was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
She enjoyed smelling her city burning to the ground. Governor Walz is also very proud of legislation he signed into law last year mandating that all Minnesota public schools, grades 4 through 12, have tampons in the bathrooms. But not for the girls, for the boys. So you know what this means, right? Tim Walz has a new nickname. A nickname so obvious that it was staring everybody in the face. And a little uncomfortable for Sean Hannity to talk about.
They're calling him tonight Tampon Tim.
And the meme makers were quick to get to work. Like this one. And this one.
All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
Oh, yes, wait a minute. Wait for it. That's him removing the old Minnesota state flag. Replacing it with a giant tampon. Tampon Tim. And since all the world is a stage and politics is basically one gigantic reality show, the Democrats staged this cringeworthy phone call between Camelface and Tim Walz, informing him that he was the pick.
Hi, this is Tim.
It's Kamala Harris. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Madam Vice President.
Listen, I want you to do this with me. Let's do this together. Would you be my running mate and let's get this thing on the road?
I would be honored, Madam Vice President.
The joy that you're bringing back to the country, the enthusiasm that's out there.
Look at him. He's just a normal Midwestern guy wearing a T-shirt and his hunting cap who's putting tampons in the boys' bathrooms. Then he joined Kamala on stage in Philadelphia, and he is quite talented at reading the teleprompter. You got to give him that.
When it was Republicans who were talking about freedom, it turns out now
What they meant was the government should be free to invade your doctor's office.
He's talking about abortions, of course.
In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and their personal choices that they make. Even if we wouldn't make the same choice for ourselves, there's a golden rule. Mind your own damn business.
That's interesting because in 2020, during the COVID pandemic, he created a hotline for people to call and snitch on their neighbors and businesses that were violating the stay-at-home orders. So the decision in November is quite clear. It's Cackling Kamala and Tampon Tim, or Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to make the American people more reliant on garbage energy instead of good American energy, and has proposed defunding the police just as Kamala Harris does. I think it's interesting, actually, they make an interesting tag team because, of course, Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020, and then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail. So it is more instructive for what it says about Kamala Harris that she doesn't care about the border, she doesn't care about crime, she doesn't care about American energy, and most importantly, she doesn't care about the Americans who have been made to suffer under those policies.
We're now just 90 days from the election, so buckle up because every day now things are going to start accelerating and getting more intense and more strange. There's going to be more disinformation because there's nothing, obviously, that the Democrats and the Marxists won't do to try to stop Donald Trump and J.D. Vance from winning. And if you haven't ordered your Fight for Trump shirt from my online store, markdice.com, I don't know what you're waiting for. And in case you haven't heard, it's also now available in a tank top, long sleeve, and a hoodie as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.